So we're on Daf Nun Zayin tonight. Okay, welcome everybody. So it's a little bit of a challenging Daf tonight, but we'll make it through. Okay. So Matnitin, we'll take this through slowly. Okay. Konam perot ha'ilu alai. So if a person makes a neder, konam means that he ashers the perot or like a korban to him. In other words, the perot are prohibited like a korban, or konam hein al pi. The same idea, like they're prohibited to my mouth. Or Konmahim Lifi. Now, the one who really is like the trailblazer here is the Ran. So the Ran is going to say, and we'll see this inside, that language, he's designating it like it has the equivalent of Hekdesh. Hekdesh is prohibited. So it's Asr B'chilupeinu B'gidulehen. So those payroll, let's say he's at a table, and there's a pile of apples on the table, or like payroll, I think, mean any produce is a pile of wheat on the table. And he makes the statement, konam perot ha'elu alai. These perot are konam to me. They're konam to me. So just like hekdesh, when a person declares something hekdesh, so the hekdesh is prohibited to him. And the chilfein and giblin is also aster. The chilfein means, let's say, he takes the produce and he sells the produce, the money is prohibited to him, or he swaps the apples for lemons or for oranges. Those are also prohibited to him. That's chilufein. Just 1 second. And I'll pause just a few minutes. Just hold up with questions, okay? Asur b'chilufein uvigidulehen. It's asur v'gidulehen, meaning if he plants whatever it is in the ground, the wheat or the apple seeds in the ground, so that which grows from it is also prohibited. Okay, now, let's just see the Ran on this for a minute. You know, let me do a few, little bit more, and then we'll do the Ran. Okay, a few more lines in the Mishnah. Then we're on line 3 in the Mishnah, Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. Then the Mishnah says, this is a different neder now, different neder. She'ani ochel, or the way the Bach takes it is she'ani ochel. But either way, he's saying, like, you know, it's prohibited to me that which I would want to eat, or that which I want to taste. Now here, the way the Ran takes it, he doesn't say these fruit are prohibited to me for eating and tasting. He's saying universally, let's say apples. He says, apples, shani toim. Apples, shani ochel. Please. Okay. So apples and a shani ochel. So he says, shani ochel, shani toim. There, mutar b'chilufein u'b'gidulein. Then he's allowed to have the chiluf. If he swaps the apples for something, he could, it's okay. And the gidulim. Now, the idea being here that in one case, when he just says these items, that's more similar to hekdesh. In other words, hekdesh, I'm not makdish everything in the world. It's just a specific item I'm makdish. So when he says these fruits are prohibited to me, that's similar to hekdesh. Also, the way I was listening to Rav Leibowitz say, he was saying it's like you're focusing on one item. So it's like more concentrated. Like, so it's like focused. So it's all the surim with this item in front of me. But when it's saying like in the world, so it's not so focused. But the point is, it's not like hekdesh under those circumstances. Now, let's just see a little bit of the Ran, and then we'll see where we go, and then I'll summarize for you a little bit, Odeid, okay? So the top Ran, and Nun Zayin Manal 57a, so Manitin, Konam Peira Eilu Alai, Konam Hein Alti, Konam Hein Lafi, Asur B'Chilufein U'Gidulehen. In the Ran, the second line on the top. Mishum Dekeman Shepireit HaDvarim HaNe'esarim Alav, since he specified those items, he says, Shavinu Alek Hekdesh. He's like made it the equivalent of Hekdesh. He says, Mishum Hachi Mitzar B'chilufein U'Gidulehen. And therefore, he's prohibited B'chilufein, that which is exchanged for it, B'gidulehen, that which grows from it. Ki Hechi D'chilufein Hekdesh V'gidula B'asirei, just like by Hekdesh, Chilufein Hekdesh would be prohibited, and the Gidulim Hekdesh would be prohibited. Lo Dami L'noder Stam Min HaTeinim U'Min HaAnavim. This case, the first case in the Mishnah, is not comparable to the case where a person just says that all the figs, all the grapes in the world are prohibited to him. Since in that case, he doesn't specify, and he asters the whole, you know, type of fruit, the whole species. He says, lo asam alav hekdesh. He's not making it like hekdesh. His intent is like the species. He says, therefore, so the key is is the Asher b'chilufein of Gulayim. The first case is prohibited, second case not. He haka, the Amar Pera Elu, who did Nami, the Amar Pera Makom Ploni, or Pera Tavsha Ploni, and then the Ron wants to say that the same thing would be true if a person said, like, the period of this of great neck, the apples are growing great neck, or he says the period of Ploni or X's apples, the Himan Shiched, since he designated them, Harehu Kiporet, that's the equivalent of specifying. He says, but as Tribakilpin of Gilean, promotion of Harehu Mishnah Shabanir of Iskat Mishmaya. Okay, so that'll hold us for now. Okay, let me just summarize again what we did, and we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts, and then we'll move on in the Mishnah. Okay, so we just again, this Mishnah is a whole different piece than the Masechta. So the Mishnah introduced us to two types of Nedarim, okay? So one, I mean, we've had Konam Ot before, but in the first case, he said, Konam Perah Elo Alai, that these Perod are prohibited to him like a Korban, is what he says. But that's 100%. The way the Ron takes it, the key is Elu. These fruit, so it could be, like I said, like, say, a bag of apples or a bag of wheat that's on the table. This is Konam Peiro Elu Alai. So the way the Ron understands the Mishnah, so then he's made it prohibited to him like Hekdesh. So what does that mean? So the items are definitely prohibited, but also the Chilufim and Gidulim, that which he exchanges for it. So if he sells it and gets money, the money's prohibited. If he swaps it for oranges, the oranges are prohibited. Please. And then also the Gidulim. If he takes it and plants it in the ground, that which grows from it is prohibited. Just like by Hekdesh, that's the way it is as well. And we said, why is that? Because he's Mefarik, he specifies it, and that's more like Hekdesh. Hekdesh, that's the way I do Hekdesh. I have a side of myself, this should be Hekdesh. So it's more similar to Hekdesh. And then also we said that Hekdesh, like this is the way Rav Leibowitz was saying, like I'm focusing all my, you know, everything on a small number of items, so I want the whole deal for it. As opposed to the second case of the Mishnah, the way the Ron takes this, and not everybody agrees with this Hesber, but the way the Ron takes it is he says, apples, right, are prohibited. Lemons are prohibited to him. So then he says, then he's allowed to have the chilufim and the gidulim. Then he can have that which is exchanged and the gidulim. Okay, so, okay, now who's the... That's the way the Ron says, Daniel's apples or Yosef's apples, so that also would be a limitation, and that would, okay. So now, any questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? Everybody good? Okay, Odin, you're good? Okay, everybody good? Okay, I'm going to move on. Okay, everybody good in the Zoom world? Okay. Okay, so now, we're on line 4 of the Mishnah. Everybody focus, okay? B'davar shezaro kaloa. Now, the Mishnah qualifies the halakha that we just said. So the din that we just learned to the Mishnah is talking about if the growing thing is zarokala. Zarokala means the seed like disintegrates or disappears. Like most things you plant in the ground, let's say like wheat, you plant the wheat in the ground and then the seed disappears. It grows and other things grow from it. So then that would be true. But with Devarsha in zarokala, having the same zarokala, which they say is like onions or garlic. In other words, like there's like a bulb and the bulb and you plant it and then it grows from the bulb and the zaro is never kala. Now, the Tana Mishnah introduces like a new prat. So if he's talking about something, so in either one of these cases, if the item that he was speaking about was, you know, let's say like an onion or the garlic, so then even in the second case, the gidulin would be prohibited. The gidulin means the first thing that grows from is gidulim, and that which grows from that is gidulim. Okay, let's just see a little bit of the round on this, and then we'll go review and take some questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay. Okay, one second. Okay, so let's look at the round around the 10th wide line in the round. Everybody with me? Okay, the davarsh zorokala about the davarsh ain zorokala afilu gidulim asurin. So first, the round says akulaman nisin koi. This line refers to the whole Mishnah. So it's not just one or the first case or the second case, it's both cases. He says, Vahaki Kamar, this is what the Mishnah means. My Dimrinim Beresha, that which we said in the beginning of the Mishnah, Asur B'Gulayan, the Mashvadafa B'Gulayan Mitzar, about B'Gulayan Shari. So the implication of the first part of the Mishnah is only the Gidulin are prohibited. But the gidulei gidulim are permissible. He says, "Hani mili b'dabarish zarokala." That's if zarokala, if the seed like disintegrates afterwards. The chihai gavna, the hivat gidulim rishonim mitzar, the afalgav dlekamidi mimai da asar b'gidulim da zarokala. In other words, let's say it's zarokala. So the original object is not there anymore. He says, "Apilu hachi logari gidulin me chalipin." The chalipin nami afogav delepehu midi mimai da asra le apilu hachi asri asire. So again, in the first case of the Mishnah, when the person said these payrot are prohibited, so we said the gidulin. We said what's lying with the Mishnah? The chalupim and the gidulim are prohibited. So the Ran is telling me that gidulim in that instance are not different than the chilufim. In other words, if I say something, if I say this wheat is prohibited, and then I swap the wheat for oranges, and the oranges are prohibited, so if I plant the wheat and then the wheat grows, that's not different than the oranges. In other words, one thing is being swapped for another thing. So that's prohibited, okay? He says, miu, b'gidulei gidulin, please, Daniel, okay? So miu, b'gidulei gidulin, shari. But b'gidulei gidulin, if it's that with the secondary growth, the kaven the gidulim b'davar shazarokala the chalipin damu. So that's like chalipin. In other words, the Ran is teaching me that gidulin are like the chilufin. In other words, so if the chilufin are prohibited, the gidulim are prohibited. But gidulin would be the chilufin and the chilufin. Here the chalipe chalipin mutarin. Just like when I swap something, then I swap it again. Okay, so that's the first piece. Let me just do a little bit more, then I'll pause and then we'll repeat. Okay. And then the Ran says, similarly, in the second case, so, you know, he asers, let's say, all the apples, he asers all the lemons in the world. So here, the Tana Mishna said, he's allowed the chilufin and gidulim. Dafka b'davarsha zarokala. It's only if it's something that the seed disintegrates. Of the varsha in zarokala, but if it's something that in zarokala, like the onion or the garlic, bein bereish bein b'seifa afilu giduli gidulin asurim, then they're both prohibited. From the kevan to in zarokala, since the zera doesn't, you know, dissipate or it doesn't disappear, harebi giduli gidulin halalu mu'urav behen mina isur arishon. So the Ran says there's a little bit of the original Isur that's still knocking around with this. So, I spoke to I spoke to Rabbi Packer and I spoke to Rabbi Warblowski about this. But in other words, so it could be they say like this, that if the original Isur is still there, so that which grows from it is still Asur. That's one way to understand it. And you could say, and I think Roy Packer was saying like this, that it, like we can understand it is like as if there's a little bit of the original Isur that's still there. 1 minute. Unadarim, now the Ran is an important point. Let's say we're in the Ran around the 20th wide line in the Ran Ed. Okay, he says Unadarim Habu Zavar Sheish Lomatira. This is an important klal which is going to come up in the Gemara. He says now Nadarim are considered Zavar Sheish Lomatirim. So Zavar Sheish Lomatirim means if I have something which is Asur, but there's a way to get out of it, so there's no beetle for it, no beetle. So he's teaching me that which is probably the neder is davar sheish lamatirin. So that means there's no beetle, no matter how much I get onto it, it's prohibited. He says here, kidamina bigmara, davar sheish lamatirin afil be'elof lobatil. All right, so he's saying like this, that the original item that you ostered was this, like one object, it was, let's say, the onion or the garlic that was the original thing you ossered, and now things are growing from it. So he's saying there is no beetle with davar sheish lamatirin. Okay, now all right, let me just repeat again a little so everybody's on the same page. I'm sorry that people came late. It's a challenging Gemara. Let's just do the brief review for everybody. And then we'll move on again. Okay, Yaakov, you're focusing. We're Nun Zion today. And Shai, you're focusing also, okay? All right. Now, so the Gemara is talking about different types of Nedarim where you're ostering something which grows. So we had two types of Nedarim. One was, let's say, he has in front of him on the table either apples or a pile of wheat. And he says, Konam Perud Ha'ilu Alai, but these fruits, you know, this produce should be prohibited to me like a korban. So there, the Tana Mishnah teaches me that, please, everybody needs to mute, and somebody's unmuted in the Zoom world. Okay, so the item, the original item is prohibited, but also the chilufim and the gidulim are also prohibited. Chilufim is if he sells it and gets money for it, the money's prohibited. If he swaps it, it's prohibited. And the gidulim, he sticks it in the ground, and if something, let's say it was wheat, and sticks it in the ground. Now wheat grows, that's also prohibited to him. Okay, that's the first halacha. Then the second halacha, and this is the way the Ran was explaining it, was if he says a different type of neder, he says all the fruit in the world is prohibited to me for eating. You know, not all the fruit, let's say all the lemons in the world or all the apples in the world, or he says, Shani, either I'll eat it or I'll be toim. There, somewhat paradoxically, he's not prohibited in the chilufim and the gidulim. In other words, in the first case, it's like hekdesh, right? When a person is hekdesh, the base of hekdesh is an item, and that's what he's makdesh, and everything becomes prohibited. And hekdesh is also asur, the chilufim and the gidulim. So that's the first case in the Mishnah. Second case is not like hekdesh. It's like it's everything in the world. That's not like hekdesh. So therefore, then it's not as potent. Okay, it's more diffuse. One is more focused. One is more diffuse. Okay. Then the Mishnah had another case. We said everything we said up till now, even the most stringent case, the first case of the Mishnah, only the gidulim were prohibited. The gidulim, the things that are planted, and they grow from it. That's prohibited. But presumably the gidulim are permissible, that which grows from the other thing. So the way the Ran explained it, that the gidulim are like the chilufim. In other words, like just like if I swap my apples for lemons, so too, like I have this and now something's growing from it, that's like the swap for it. So it's prohibited. But the gidulim would be permissible. But the Mishnah says it's only if it's something that's zaro kala. If the seed disappears. So the seed's not around anymore. The original Easter is not around anymore. It disappeared. Okay, so now the thing that replaces it is prohibited. That's like the chilufim. Whether it grew from it or it was swapped for it, that's prohibited. But if it's ein zaro kalo, if it's something that the seed doesn't disappear, let's say like an onion, like you take the onion, you plant it in the ground, but the original onion is still there, and then things are growing like a bulb. And then the onion is there, and it grows or from the garlic, and then that way as well. So there, we say the gidulim are prohibited. That which grows from it, and that which grows from that which grew from it, is prohibited because we still have the original item of the Isur that's there. So since the original item of the Isur is there, and it's growing from the original item of the Isur, and the original item of the Isur does not disappear, so the way the Ran took it, it is a little bit of the Isur in it, but we could say that which grows from Isur is prohibited. But either way, but that's the way that halakha is going. Okay, now, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far? What's up, Daniel?
Actually, it comes and says if I'm going to eat or taste, isn't the same thing? I mean,
he doesn't say both. He says either one or the other, okay? Okay, any other questions, comments? Chilupin is that I either swap it or I sell it. That's the chilupin. No, that's a different case. If he plants it, but in the first case of the Mishnah, whether he does, in other words, he says, Konam Perud, I like that Perud on the table. He says, they're prohibited to be like a korban. So if he swaps it for something else, that item is prohibited. Or if he sticks it in the ground, and now let's say he's got a pile of wheat. So he takes the pile of wheat, he swaps it for a pile of barley. So the barley's prohibited. He takes the pile of wheat, he plants it in the ground, and now wheat grows from it. That's also prohibited. Okay? All right?
It makes sense. I don't understand the other way because it still has something of essence. And made basically the nether on that item.
It's not so pashut. No, in other words, you're ostering something. But what are you ostering with the thing when you're ostering? You know, the item now you don't have the item. So I'm saying it's so pashut. In other words, the person says these lemons are prohibited, and he swaps the lemon for oranges. It's so pashut that the oranges are prohibited.
I was referring to the bulb that's remaining.
Oh, the bulb. That case. Let's go forward with the list. Okay, now. Okay. So now we're around eight lines on the bottom on the Zion Amadala, 57A, in the small dollar. Okay, now a new case in the Mishnah the new cases are going to parallel the old cases, okay? So a man says to his wife, this is like a romantic statement on their anniversary, Sha'at osa ini ofel. Did I skip something?
You skipped.
No, I skipped something. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, now Neil Gimel. Ha'omer le'isho, a man says to his wife, Kona ma'aseh adaya falai. It means that which you produce should be prohibited to me. In other words, that you produce, in other words, you bake a loaf of bread, you wove a garment. Right. So, konam, again, with the neder, it's always on the chepsa. The chepsa is like the adayim. So, konam ma'aseh adaya falai, or he says, konam heim ma'alpi, like the prohibited to my mouth, konam heim lifi, or to my mouth, asur b'chilufein u'b'gidulein. So here, he's prohibited with chilufin of gedulim. In other words, the way Rabbi Leibowitz was saying, it's like just that which my wife produces, not which everybody in the world produces, just which my wife produces. So he's asur b'chilufein of gedulim. So like anything is swapped. Let's say the wife knitted a sweater, and then the sweater, somebody swaps the sweater for a coat. So the coat's prohibited. And gedulim, that which grows from whatever she produces. Now, if he says Sha'anio fail Shanio Toaim, now he says that which now he over here, one second. Yeah. Okay, one second. Wait 2 minutes. You have your chance. I'll open up in a few lines, okay? Now, please, I don't need comments. Okay, now, he says here, now, let's say he says to her, Shani ochel shani toim. He's prohibiting whatever she, let's say, bakes or cooks from eating or tasting. Then, mutar b'chilufein of gulayan. He's allowed to have the chilufim and the gilufim. That's the less stringent case. Now, let's just see the round on this. All right, like 10 lines from the bottom. Ha'omer le'ishto konam asi yadayi kolayi v'kulei asu b'chilufim and gilayan ashmin rebuta excuse me a chiddush v'miyachid perotav shel ploni ki hacha d'yichid ma'asi yadayi ishto. In other words, like where he designates that which his wife produces, ka'omer elu dami. That's like saying peirot elu. If he says like that which you produce is like peirot elu. He's prohibited in the chilufim and the gedulim. Lo tichilach maase yadeh adabar she'in bo mamashu. Now, maybe he asks like this, like a person, a neder is not chal on dabar she'in bo mamash. We've had this previously in the Gemara, right? I think we had, let's say, with sleep, like it's not subject to a neder, but a person who said like, ponem einai the she'in that we had early in the Masechta. So how can this neder be chal? It says, the ikalukma ba'omer konam yadayach maase. So he frames it in a way that which your hands produce, you need to put them on your hands, which would that which they produce. That inami maasei de ishto lacharsh tase davar sheish b'mashu. Or says maasei de ishto means once she produces it, so it is davar sheish b'mashu. Miu ketava rav Reb Yonah zal omitzar el keneged maasei adeha. So he has an important qualification. The only thing that's prohibited is what she improved in it. Shem ishto takana ba'afta. If the wife ground up grain and then baked it, umachra lechem liot maot kineged tchina v'apia shaloh with kineged chitim shaloh. So in other words, let's say the wheat cost $1 and a loaf of bread would be worth $10 and they sell the loaf of bread. So $9 is prohibited, $1 would be permissible to him because there was no Easter on the grain, it was just Easter whatever she would produce and what she produces the improvement. Okay, that halach we have. Now, let's see the next round. But in the second case, if he said, so the first case of Chiddush is if he says, like Ma say Yadayach, so that's the equivalent of Peirot Eilu. That's the key. That's like a Peirot Eilu. Then he says, he's prohibiting eating from whatever she bakes. So now it's prohibited in the Chilufim and the Gidulim. So he's absolutely it's mutar, but mutar because we do then. The hach seif nashuin rebuta tvei mimanit and kamaita. It's also chiddush. Dafagav the Amar Elu. In other words, even though he says Elu here, so in other words, in the second case, he says, where's Omer Lishto? He says, Konam Hein Alai, Konam Alpi, means if he says, even Elu, these things, he says, Dafagav the Amar Elu, came into Asik Yiguri Bishan Yochel, Shani Tuaim, once he puts in the clause, that which I eat, that which I taste, Mutarfikum Delayan. Damase the Isho, the Elu Dami. In other words, if he says Masi the Isho, that's like Elu. Like I wrote, but if you haki katanya law shniu chel shni tuaim utarlu mitlayan shniu chel shni tuaim lo mistayg lo mapi shistur legabe kalifin the kibulin kilo amar elu that rabba shari behu kimar elu mishum the kalifin the kibulin lekatama the isura. In other words, in this case, he's just saying that which I taste. So he says hilchak as diburi shniu chel shni tuaim mishrinu ata vatsi behind rebuta. Okay, so here he wants to say that when he says that I eat and that it means just like these items, it doesn't mean anything else. That's what he's basically saying. In other words, he says concerning what his wife bakes or cooks, and he says shani ochel shani tuaim. So those things are prohibited. Okay, let me do a little further, and then we'll get to the end of Mishnah, and then we'll summarize, hopefully, and then we'll see where we go. Okay, now back in the Mishnah on where the Dalet is. Now, Sha'ado saw Eini Ochel on a Pesach. Now, here he has a different netter. He says that, in other words, that which you produce now, I'm not going to consume till Pesach. That which you like weave or sew, I'm not going to use it as covering to Pesach. In other words, here he says the Easter he's creating is if you cook something or you make some clothing for me, I'm not going to eat it before Pesach. I'm not going to wear it before Pesach. So let's say she cooks or does something for him, so he could eat it after Pesach. He could wear it after Pesach. That was the stipulation. But he says, "Sha'ado sa'ara pesach eini ochel." Sha'ado sa'ara pesach eini mitkaseh. But if he says that which you do till Pesach, I'm not eating. That which you make for Pesach, I'm not eating. That which you do till Pesach, I'm not using it to cover myself with. Astelafnei pesach asur la'achol hitasot. He says, "Achara pesach." In other words, so here is open-ended what the Easter is. In the first case, he says, "I'll be prohibited till Pesach." Now he says, In other words, if you bake something for Pesach, you weave something for Pesach. So he just says I'm prohibiting on it. So here let's say she bakes matzahs or something like that, because the matzah is always prohibited. Or she made a sweater for him. The sweater is always prohibited. Whatever. Right, forever. That's what it's saying. It's open ended. He says now on the first white line downstairs, Sha'at nehenately ad ha Pesach im holecherat lebeit avich arachag. Now, in this letter, he says, you, my dearest wife, are prohibited in getting hana'ah from me till Pesach if you go to your father's house before Sukkot. In other words, let's say it's Purim. We had this earlier in the Masechta. In other words, let's say it's Purim, and for some reason he doesn't want the wife to go to the father's house. So he says, so the trigger is if she goes to the father's house. The trigger is if she goes to the father's house before Sukkot. So he says, you... And if you pull that trigger, you're prohibited getting hana from me till Pesach. So halchal lefnei Pesach. So if before Pesach she goes to her father's house, asur banato at a Pesach. Then she pulled the trigger. Now she can't get hana till Pesach. Let's turn the page. La'achara Pesach. Let's say she got hana from him. In other words, she didn't go to the father's house before Pesach, and she got hana from him before Pesach. And then after Pesach, she went to the father's house. So now she pulled the trigger, and now she was prohibited. But she ate the cake, and now the stipulation is you are prohibited from getting hana from me before Pesach if you go to your father's house before Sukkot. So she's getting hana from him till Pesach, which is okay at that point. But then after Pesach, she goes to the father's house. So then Lachar Pesach v'bal yachel. So now she's transgressing lo yachel devaro. Now she's like violating the neder. Retroactively, she's violating that neder. So if right, 100% correct. In other words, that was a violation of the neder. Now, if you remember, we learned there were two opinions in the Gemara. We remember we said one opinion was that she cannot get any hana from before Pesach, even if she intends, you know, to go to the father's house, because we're afraid that she'll end up going to the father's house. Now, let's just do a few more lines. That'll be it. Sha'atna neitli arachag. Now he says, you're prohibited getting hana from me till Sukkot. Im holech rad leveda v'yichad ha-Pesach. If you go to your father's house for Pesach. Hal chalifnei ha-Pesach astubrana to arachag. So if she went to the father's house before Pesach, so now she pulled the trigger. Now she can't get hana from the husband till Sukkot. And then the Tana says, umuter le'lech achar ha-Pesach. Now, this is a little tricky line. Now, it means, if let's say, again, the netter was that you can't get, in other words, you can't get enough from me until Sukkot if you pull the trigger with going to your father's house before Pesach. So she says, skip you, I'm going to see my dad. So now she pulled the trigger. Now she can't get enough from him till Sukkot. But then the Tana says, Mutar lelechachar Pesach, after Pesach, she can go to visit the father. In other words, that's right. So after Pesach, she can go. But the Chiddush is, I might have thought that even after Pesach, she shouldn't go as a reminder to her that she can't get hana from him. In other words, the thing is, in other words, she's probably been getting hana from until Sukkot because she pulled the trigger and visited the father before Pesach. So I might have thought that even after Pesach, she shouldn't go to the father's house to remind herself, keep it as a hazkara, that she's not allowed to get hana from the husband. So let me keep it all together. So, you know, like there was something to do. But wait, 1 second, just 1 second. So Kamash Malan, that there's no Easter with that. Kamash Malan, there's no Easter with that, okay? Now, one minute. So that's what I'm saying. It's not so pashut, because I would have thought that maybe there should be an Easter done at the Rabbanan level for her to go to the father's house, even after Pesach, as a reminder to her, till Sukkot. No, again, there's two parts, listen closely. There's two parts to this netter, two parts. One part is the trigger, one part is the Easter Hana. The trigger is, if you visit your father's house before Pesach, that's the trigger. And then the Easter is, you can't get Hana from me till Sukkot. So she pulled the trigger, she visits the father's house before Pesach. So she can't get hana until Sukkot. I would have thought maybe she shouldn't even visit the father now until Sukkot as a reminder to her that she can't get hana from him, from the husband. So Kamash Malan is kind of teaching me that this way. Okay, now, who's had questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I said so far?
I do.
Okay, what's up? Okay, go ahead. Who's this, Ruth? Go ahead, Ruth.
Where is it explained what hana means?
Hana means any benefit. In other words, we've had.
I understand, but what are the specifics? Are there any?
Well, I mean, I think the Gemara discussed. I mean, hana certainly means anything tangible. It's certainly hana, but hana is, you know, like food, drink, you know, getting shelter. Right. Hana, right? Like somebody said, intimacy. Also, that's all those things are hana. Okay. All right. All right, I'm going to go further. Okay, you just want to say something over date or not? Say again, repeat. No. Oh, tonight. Yeah. That what?
Tonight's not from the night. That cannot go off the test, but so far, like last until the next Sukkot.
To the coming Sukkot, right. Mm-hmm. In other words, if it's before Purim, and he says, if you visit your father before Pesach, you're prohibited getting hana from me till Sukkot, like 6 months from now. Right, correct. All right, okay, I'm going to move on now, okay? Yeah, what's up? Say it again, how is that? Yeah, so in other words, why is that like the first case? Yeah, because it's just your Masi Daim, that are all the women in the world, it's just your Masi Daim. Yeah, so the second case, in other words, here, he's saying that which I eat, that which I taste of yours. So I'm not some sense of clear with. Okay, all right. Let me go further.
So we mean that that's specific only hers, not others, or everything that she makes.
What Yosef is asking, I think, is how is the second case more equivalent to the second case in the Reisha? Second case in the Reisha was like Shani Ochel Shetoeim was all fruit in the world. And now he says, Shani Ochel Shani Toeim. Yeah, so
everything she makes in the world, but why was that different?
No. In other words, the earlier case was like a wider spread thing, Shani Ochel Shani Toeim. But how is this thing wider? It was just with her. All right, I have to put that on hold. Okay. All right, let's get back in the Gemara. Okay, now, line 4. Okay, now, hold off with questions. We've got to make, I thought we would have a lot of time, but I see we don't. Okay, so the Gemara on line 4. So the case that, whatever you produce is prohibited to me. So Yishmael, Ish Kfar Yama, Yishmael from, now Kfar Yama means the village by the sea, or Ba'amri Lo, Ish Kfar Dima is one way to read it. Some people from the name of this Kfar was Dima, or Ish Kfar Diyama, which was the name, the way that one of the Rishonim says is like that's the name of the town, Kfar Diyama. Helabiado. So Helabiado is a term of art. It means like he articulated the following. So if you look in the Ran, in the second wide line, he raised this issue. That in Shaya, this is the Haftorah. Who knows what Haftorah this is? Anyway, it's the Haftorah for Parshas Yitro, Mishnah Moda Melech Uziyahu. So he sees this Malacham Uviyado Ritzpa. So Uviyado Ritzpa, he says, doesn't mean in his hand, it means in his mouth. It was like Nevuah, something like that. So he says, Helabiado means he was raising this issue. Batsal Sha'akaro B'Shviyat. If he has an onion that was uprooted in the Shemitah year. So Shemitah year has certain dinim. That's going to be the Isur. In other words, if a fruit that was, collected in the Shemitah year has all the dinim of Shemitah, I can't take it outside of Eretz Yisrael. I can't merchandise with it. And then once Shadabir comes, I have to, dispose of it or, leave it. In other words, you have to get it out of the house. I can't have it in the house when Shadabir comes. So the onion was uprooted in the Shemitah year. And then he takes the onion and he plants it in year 8, which is the first year of the next cycle, which is not Shemitah year. And now, growing out from this onion, there's lots of more onion going out from the original onion. It's the same idea. This is the idea that's going to go on in the Gemara. That's the idea. You have Isur, and then things growing out from the Isur. So this is what he was bothered with. Do we say that the Gidulim, that which grew from the onion is really heter, and it was not subject to dinah shemitah, but the ikar, the main base is the asur, came into rabu gidulav miikaro otan giduli heter ma'alin ha isur. So there's different ways to understand this, but one way to say is, do I say now so much heter has come out of this original onion, so the heter will be mevatel the original status of the original onion? In other words, I have onion here, now a lot has grown around it, and so now it'll be mvatel, and so now the whole status of this thing will be not a Shemitah item, it'll be not Shemitah item. Again, when we talk about Isur means, doesn't mean like you can't eat it, Isur just means it's subject to dinim. So here it's Shemitah is the Isur, so that you have an onion that was dislodged in the Shemitah year, then it was replanted, he could replant it, and he did replant it. But now, what's the status of the original onion and that which grows out of the original onion? So he wants to say that maybe the gidulim are all heter, that which grew out of the onion is heter, and now the heter should be mevatel the original onion. Now the whole thing, there was nothing wrong with the original onion. The original onion was subject to dinim of Shemitah. That's the whole thing. It's just subject to its own set of dinim. That's all it means. So now I take that original onion, I replant it, now the whole thing, the onions grow out of it. No, we assume that everything grows out of it is not Shemitah. So now I have all this not Shemitah and the Shemitah onion, so maybe now the Shemitah onion is Batel, the Gabi, or the Gidulim. Okay, so let's see back in the Gemara. He says, Otan Gidulim Heter Malin HaEaster Olo. So Atil Kami to Rabbi Yami. So he comes with this question before Rabbi Yami. So again, the one who's posing the question is Rabbi Shmuel. And he comes to Rabbi Yami, Lo Haba Biyade. Rabbi Yami was not able to give him an answer. It says, and that's like a type of honesty. Like it says in the Mishnah, Atakam Adavar Shlo Shema Omer Lo Yadati. If you don't know, say you don't know. Like in America, everybody likes to make everything up. You know, nobody knows anything. But, you know, they're experts on Gittin, they're experts on Kashras, they're experts on everything. You ask them, Lo Haka China. But the answer is, you say, Lo Yadati, I don't know. That's what a Talmud Chacham says if he doesn't know. So see back in the Gemara, he says, Lo Haba Biyade. Atil Kami to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, came to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, Pashat Le Min Hado, Damar Rabbi Chanina Trito, Amar Rabbi Yanai. He deduced the answer from the following statement of Rabbi Chanina Trito, the name of Rabbi Yanai. And this is a similar, it's the same case over and over again with different, you know, fact patterns, but once you get the idea, it's all the same. So Batsal Shel Truma, if you have an onion of Truma, Shinita'o, you planted the Truma onion, he says, Virabu Gidulav Al Ikaro. Now the Gidulim are much more than the original onion. He says, Mutar. So he, Rabbi Yanai, said, the whole thing is Mutar, means it doesn't have a din in Truma anymore. In other words, the original onion doesn't have a din in Truma. He planted it, things grew out of it. Now it doesn't have a din in Truma. So we think that just like in that case, that's the answer. So just like the Truma is gone, everything's gone. Also, the Shemitah status is gone as well. That's what we think. So, and one idea you could say, and Rabbi Packer was saying this, like, well, you plant something in the ground, now it starts growing. It's like panim chadashot, like a new item now. So the old item is gone. Now it's a new item, we could say. So Amalei Reb Yirmiya became a Reb Zrika. Reb Yirmiya said to him, and some say Reb Zrika said, Shadik Bar Train Ba'avid Kachad, how could you, in other words, you're quoting one person who was Mekyo. So you have your one lenient opinion said this way. You left two other Amarayim or more Machmi that have a stringent opinion. How did you follow this one lenient opinion when you have two other opinions which are more stringent? So the Gemara says, Mani Nu Train. So who are the two opinions that are so stringent? The Amar Rabbi Yibawa and Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara quotes from Rabbi Yochanan, Yalda Shesivcha Bizkena. Let's say I have a tree, fruit trees, an older fruit tree and a newer fruit tree. The newer fruit tree is subject to Orla. Right. So the fruits of the first 3 years are prohibited. That's the Isur, okay, the Orla. Okay. So now he takes a branch from the young fruit tree and he grafts it onto the old fruit tree. So let's see. So Yalda Shesivcha Bizkena. Uva peirot, and there were peirot on the yalda. Alpha pisho sifa matayim, even though the fruit grows, let's say, 200 times what it was originally, let's say there were small buds of fruits on the original branch, now he grafted it onto the old tree, and now, like, there was this little mini dot of an orange, now there's a big orange, there's Jaffa orange on it. So it increased manifold. He says, matayim 200, because the shear for betel by Orla is 200. Asur. Notwithstanding that fruit is prohibited. So here we're saying it's the same idea. In other words, whether you have gidulin coming out from the onion, you know, whether it's truma or shmita, or I have this bud of a fruit and it's increasing, so I have the original amount that was asur and that which grows from it. So here he's saying that the whole thing is prohibited. So before we were saying there was betel. Before we were saying that was the question is that we had a statement that it's batel. Now we're saying it's asur. That's a statement that's prohibited, which is?
Orla, you have to wait because Orla is not mutter.
No. Orla.
After 3 years, it becomes mutter.
Oh, you mean it's a. Wait, no. Well, yes and no. No. Davashishal material. But the Orla fruit, in other words, the Orla fruit is always prohibited. In other words, the fruit that grew in the first 3 years are prohibited. In other words, the fruit you grow for 3 years, then the fruits fall off, then the new fruit grows. So the Orla is not an example of what you're saying, but the idea you're saying is important to keep in mind for the coming Gemara. Okay. Now, yes, what's Kenev Abpei wrote? I'm just going to time Asur. Okay, that's one. But Amr Shum Barnam Rebbe Nachman of Yonatan is case two now. Batzal Shinita Obekerem, or Batzal Shinita Obekerem. He had an onion that he planted in a vineyard. Now, what's the Easter here? Kilei Akerem. So that's the Easter. So the onion grew in the vineyard. The onion is prohibited. It's Kilei Akerem. That's the Isur. V'nei Akar Akerem. And then, for whatever reason, they uprooted the whole vineyard and left the onion there. So first we have this onion. It's surrounded by grapevines and grapes. and then the onion grows a little bit, and then they uproot the whole vineyard, and now it's just the onion there. Asur. So even though the onion continues to grow, the onion is prohibited. So those last two cases seem to say, if I start off with something Isur, and then the heter grows onto it, it still remains prohibited. And the earlier case, we had the statement that if I had the basil of truma, and then it can be grew, now I have heter, right? So that's, so we have two against and one in favor of it. Okay, now we had one and two. We had the question, and then we had the raya from Rabbi Yanai. That was the one. And then we had the two statements, one from Rabbi Yochanan was Yaldish Sivcha Biskena, and the other from Rabbi Yonatan was Basel Shintu Bekerem, the Nekar Kerem. Okay, so anyway, so Hadar Atul Kami to Rabbi Yami. So then Rabbi Shmuel goes back to Rabbi Ami. Remember, he started off with Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami said, Lo Havam Yami. He wasn't able to answer. Now he comes back to Rabbi Ami after he's made his rounds. He's Pashat Limin Ador. And then Rabbi Ami was able to give him an answer from the following braisa, or from the following statement rather. The Amar Rabbi Yisachar Rabbi Yochanan. Now we'll just begin this today, and then Michael will hopefully finish this tomorrow. He says the Amar Rabbi Yisachar Rabbi Yochanan litra b'tzalim shetikna. Now let's say he has a litra b'tzalim. He's got like a certain amount of onions. Let's say a basket of onions shetikna. He took chumas and masros from the onions. So the onion, now here's the opposite case. In other words, not the onions are Easter, the onions are actually heter, right? All the other cases I sort of from the Easter and something grew from the Easter. And the question was, is it heter or is it asur? Here, I'm starting off with something which is mutar. In other words, he's metake, he takes the tumas and masros from the onions, bizarra, and then he plants the heter, mitaseret lefi kula. So Rabbi Yochanan says, the maser has to be taken on all of it. In other words, it's like a little bit like a tax, like taxable estate. In other words, like you paid taxes once, you have to pay taxes again. So here, he had all these bitsalim. He's got, let's say, a basket full of onions. Okay. He took trumas and masras from the onions. Okay. So I figure it's free of truma mice there. Then he plants all the onions, and then they grow. So the statement of Rabbi Yochanan is now, when he harvests whatever he planted, he's got to take Truman Meister on the whole, everything he takes in, even the part that Truman Meister had already been taken from. So that's going the opposite direction. Let's see back in the Gemara. Aroma otan gidulin mevatlin ikar. So here we're saying the gidulim are mevatel the ikar. In other words, do the gidulim. So let's go back again. So the question we had was, what I started off originally with batzel she akro b'shviyat. I had the onion that was planted in the Shemitah year. That's the way we started off with, and he plants in the eighth year, and then the gidulim go over it. So the gidulim, are they mevatel it or not? So that was his question, and then we had one answer to say that, yes, it is mevatelit. And then two answers say, no, it's not mevatelit. Okay, so, and when I'm saying it's not mevatelit, you could say that the gidulim, all right, anyways, it's not mevatelit. So now the Gemara has this case with litra b'tzalim shetikna mezar mitaseret l'kikula, that the gidulim, indeed, the gidulim are overcoming the original status. The gidulim are overriding, are causing the original item to become batel. That's what's happening. The gidulim are causing the original item to become batel. That's what we think. He says, Alma otan gidulim batel ikar. So now Rabbi Ami, in other words, he's quoting Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Ami is adding on to the whole team. In other words, we're saying that indeed, like the things that grow out of it, can be mevatel the original item. That's what we're saying. He says, "Afishu sima time asur." So wait. Not. I'm saying wrong. Wait. Let me come back in. One sentence. So again, malina isur alone. So one second. Mevatel and isur. Right. Okay. I got it. Okay. So Rabbi Ami is going according to the first side. He's saying the gidulim are mevatel the original item. That's the way he's coming along. That the gidulim are mabatel the original item. That's the way Rabbani is coming along now. The gidulim are mabatel the original item.
Right.
It's changing the status. According to Rabbi Ami, yeah. He's saying the gidulim, the aftergrowth, are mabatel the status of the original item. The original item had taken trumas and maastros. The gidulim not. The gidulim are mabatel the original item. Now I have to take trumas and maastros. The first way. So Rabbi Ami is coming around to the first way. So now the Gemara says, two lines to the bottom, and then we'll talk in a minute. Dilma l'chum rishani. So the Gemara says, no, maybe you can't compare those two cases. Because maybe in Achinami here we're saying mevatel, but we're going l'chumra. In other words, here, betol is yielding a chumra. In other words, if I say this mevatel, now I'm saying I'm chayv in trumas and maastros. So maybe we're just saying for that din, yeah, we'll be more machmir, and now you have to give more trumas and maastros. Right, but to do the other way, maybe that way, I wouldn't know. Okay, so that's where the Gemara is up to. All right, now. Well, all right. Am I going to leave you like that? Okay, I'm not leaving. I'm leaving you in competent hands. Okay. We'll do a few more lines, but let me just see. Does anybody have any more questions? Everybody good? Okay, let's go a little further. Okay, we'll start off with the next piece, and then we'll see. And then Michael will take care of us tomorrow. Okay. So now on the bottom line. Element Hadar. So the Gemara says is a raya from the following Braisa. The Tanya, we learned the Braisa. Rabbi Shimon Omer, called Devar Sheish L'Matirin. Now, Devar Sheish L'Matirin, we spoke about. That means something that is subject to becoming totally mutar without bitul. He says, Kigon, Tevel. In other words, Tevel, there's a way for me to fix Tevel. I take Trumas Master, it's not Tevel. And so that's Devar Sheish L'Matirin. Master Sheni. I'm just po to the master Shani, then I'm good with it. He says the hekdesh, same thing with the hekdesh, and then charash. I just wait, and then it's not charash anymore, and then I'm out of it. In other words, the way there's a solution to my problems with all of these items. He says no, nanubahem chachamim shir. So the chachamim didn't provide a shir for beetle. It was it's davar sheish matirin afilu be'elaf lobatil. In other words, if it's something that on its own or with your effort can become totally mutar, there is no bitul. The chol davar she'ein lo matirin, and then there are things that there's no way to be mevatel it. Kigon truma who trumat ma'aser. This is like let's say like truma. I want to change the status of truma, and trumat ma'aser. That's the levy. If he gets master rishon, he takes truma from that. Now b'chala and chala. Now the only thing is with this, it's not so true that she'ein lo matirin because even with Truma, I can go to a Bezdin or a Chacham and they can uproot my designation of Truma. But it means there's no mitzvah to do that. In other words, left on my own devices, there's no mitzvah on me to do this at all. This is going Truma. In other words, the other cases, let's say Chadash, I sit back and it becomes Mutar. Right? In other words, Chadash is prohibited. Right? In other words, he is like this. Like let's say I have a little bit of Chadash gets mixed in with my Yashan and now I'm a question, am I allowed to eat it? So we say, no, it's a davar sheish l'matirin, and I just have to wait with it. So, but I sit back and wait, and then it becomes mutar. But with the truma iser, I can't sit back and wait. I got to actively do something, but there's no mitzvah on me to actively go to a chacham and have him remove my designation of truma iser. That is an option for me, but there's no mitzvah for me to do it, and it doesn't actually occur. So now, it says like this. In other words, let's say tevel. Tevel, there's a mitzvah in the Torah for me to take care to separate Truma and Ma'aser from. So then it's not Tevel anymore. But there's a positive duty for me to do that. He says here there's no duty for me to go to Bezdin and to okay, so anyway, so he says, you know, Truma Trumas Ma'aser, he says, Bechala v'orla. Chala is, you know, the piece of dough that you separate gifts from Kohen, and Orla are the fruit during the first 3 years. So that's Dabar She'ein lo matirin. He says, Bekilei HaKerem, also Kilei HaKerem, that Nubahim Chachamim Shir. So the Chachamim, there they give a Shir for Beetle. Since it's Dabar, you know, She'ein lo matirin, so then there's a Shir in each one of them for the amount of Beetle. So Amru Lo, so this is part of the Braisa. So
She'ein lo matirin, it is
right. In other words, if it's ein lo matirin, in other words, if I have Isur mixing with Heter, and the Isur will never become mutar, so it's subject to Bitul.
Rabbis created the
Bitul. I don't know if the rabbis created the detail, but the who said that the rabbis created the detail? Who said this? Well, there's shiurim that are drabanan, but I don't think the idea of beetle is in drabanan. I think it's like the essence of beetle is the robe. I think that's an idea, like the Torah speaks about. Yeah, the Torah speaks about robe. Okay, all right. So let's see back in the Gemara. He says, all right. You know, I think I'm going to call it a day with this. Okay. All right. Let me just send this. One second.